Hello everyone, this is Fantasy Bay again, and well, hi, this is probably me talking in a normal way after a long time. Okay, so this is regarding you, Petal Baby's 5th questionnaire. So, I thought I'd take a shot at a couple of those. Okay, the first one being, what is your love language? So, for me, it would be in this order. Quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, acts of service, and actually gifts aren't important for me at all. What do I wear to bed? Okay, I'm a total pajamas person. And yeah, that's the dorky me. Pajamas. Okay, I'm actually not very kinky, so I kind of skipped the second question. So yeah, fairly vanilla. Yeah, with that in mind, where are you answering this questionnaire? I would say my bedroom. Yeah, bedroom. What's my favorite kind of soup? I think my favorite soup is tomato soup. I love tomato soup. And yeah, and I think I make a mean tomato soup. And yeah, if ever I fall sick or I'm down, and that's what I go for. Yeah, my tomato soup, I love it. Yes, with that in mind, moving to the next question. Yes, how do you pronounce the words caramel? How about data, root, pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas? I said that already. And crayon. Yeah, that's how I say those. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? Okay, since I'm straight, I would say no, I wouldn't have sex with me. Because, yeah, fine, that's not for me, yes. Anyways, okay, the next question. Say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Okay, I think I've said this before. I am a science geek, so it would have to be one of the sciences. Okay, yeah. The next question. Dating wise, how old is too old for you, and how young is too young? I think there's no real age for dating, but anyone who would be, say, a standard deviation of 5 years to either end of my age, yeah, that would be preferable. Yeah, by that I meant like 5 years either side of my age, which is my post history. I'm 31. Okay, so next. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? A celebrity, a cartoon character, or anyone else? Okay, whenever people meet me, all they can say is, do you know something? We've met someone like you before, or we've spoken to so-and-so person, they were exactly like you. And I always wonder how, because I'm a fairly tall person, and yes, and I haven't met anyone like me. And I keep wondering where they keep meeting these people who look like me. Yeah, that's how it is. Tall and geeky. And how old do you think your listeners think you are? I think my listeners know my age. It's there in my post history, and I think I sound my age. I do sound 31. Don't I? Okay, next question. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like the most, other people don't? Well, I'm not really a picky eater. I am a vegetarian, if that makes a difference. Lacto-vegetarian, if I can say so. So I will absolutely not eat meat. And a food which I may like that most other people don't. If I have to think of that, there isn't actually anything like that. Since I am vegetarian, yeah, I would say no, that this is probably not applicable for me. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? Oh, absolutely. I was in love with reading up about England in the Victorian era or in probably the Middle Ages. So that really, really fascinates me, and I'd like to know more about that. Probably living as a woman, the life of a lady in that time. Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, moving on to the next question. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Well, I did kind of have my heart broken a couple of months back. Yeah, so sad. But for the time being, I think I can do without love. Yes. I may be sappy, but I'm not that sappy. Yeah, with that in mind, the next question. Do you prefer blue skies or grey skies? Oh, blue skies with the sun rising or setting and clouds. I almost took a picture yesterday from a window. It was the most beautiful formation of cirrus clouds in the sky with the sun just shining down on it. Everything was just glowing. It was beautiful, beautiful. Okay, what were your favorite shows as a child? Okay, this is interesting. I used to love watching cartoons, and I have to say, Scooby-Doo was, and okay, I'm maybe not so ashamed to admit it, is still my favorite. Okay, the next question, what is your favorite protein? I would have to say it is beans for me, yeah, since I am vegetarian, as I said. Am I interested in true crime? Oh, absolutely. There was a time I was okay. If you've watched the show Dexter, I think I was secretly in love with Dexter because of the way he was. But other than that, a lot of unsolved murder dramas, unsolved murder dramas like The Zodiac Killer. Probably all those things, yeah, they fascinate me a lot. For a long time, if anyone has seen the movie by Denzel Washington, The Bone Collector, oh, that was one good movie. I love movies like that. Yeah. Okay, the next question. What are your hard limits sexually? Okay, I'm really, really vanilla, so yeah, pretty much. Everything is hard limits, but I will have to say violence. Yeah, I don't think, when I listen to Fear Play sometimes, I get so scared that, yeah, it makes me anxious. I don't like being anxious. Okay, the next question. Do I like reality television? Oh, I used to love it. Once upon a time, I watched a lot of Survivor and The Amazing Race. Yeah, those are the kind of adventure shows which I used to like. But yeah, of late, I have no time for television. All I do is probably work. And when I'm not working, catch up on my correspondence. And nowadays, yeah, GWA. Okay, how would you describe how adults ask each other out versus how kids do it? Okay, see, adults are fairly sorted in life, and for them, it's not about the looks, I would say. It's more about the feel of an individual, probably how much they can connect with them at a personal level, at the level of, say, intelligence. Okay, so yeah, so that would mean that here they handle it in a more mature fashion. Oh, I absolutely hate raw onions. I can't even, I'm not even reading that question. I hate raw onions. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Crap. I'm trying that. And I can't curl it. I can slightly bend it. I can curl my third finger though. Yeah, if that makes a difference. Yes. Okay, the next question. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Depends on the mood I'm in, but I would say touching a little bit, yeah. Full-on cuddling can probably be sometimes a little smothering. Probably. Okay, I know. That's not the right answer to give, but yes, touching a little bit would be the right answer. Do you shop at any... No, I don't shop that much. Okay. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? So, you wrote it there. As I said, medieval stuff. So, I obviously cannot be in the Victorian ages. But I would love to be a lady from that time. And probably going about with all the customs and probably confines which were there in the society at that time. Yeah, that would be really cool. Learning, let's say, the etiquette of being with the royalty or with the masses. So that would be something good to learn. Okay, the next question. What's the fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? Okay, brown lipstick. I think that does not suit anyone. I'm really sorry to say this. That's my personal opinion, but yes. Dark brown lipstick does not suit most people. Okay, what's your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Okay, so my favorite accent is, I would say, the English accent. I love the raspy quality of that and how formal and rigid it sounds. I love a good English accent. It makes me go weak in my knees. Yeah, it does. And the quality of a voice that would really draw me in would be the sort which is reassuring, probably full of laughs if needed, not too full of itself, and at the same time be warm and enveloping. I like probably being wrapped in a blanket. That's the sort of voice I would like. Yeah. Okay. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? Okay. I am like formal maybe 90-95% occasions. Around 4 or 5 times I flirt back to some people who've been sweet. But yeah, I generally don't carry that on very far. Yeah, and I generally do not reply to extremely forward messages because, yeah, that makes me uncomfortable. Yes. Okay, the next one. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Not at all. I love it because that signifies a connection at an intellectual and a personal level. So, yes, I think... Yeah, I like giving up pet names as well. So, yeah, a big thumbs up for pet names. The next one, what are some facial features a person can have that you find exceptionally striking? I would say that if a person had a great smile I don't care how they look. A smile is what draws me, because I think that means that the person has the capacity to laugh at themselves no matter what situation they're in. So for me, a person who can probably smile and smile wide and probably smile with their eyes as well is a very, very kind person and is absolutely the kind of person I like. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? Okay, this one is... Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, the next one. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? I did speak to a couple of people who I've heard before and who I really, really liked. Like, in the past, I've liked hearing Teasing to Please. I've heard a lot of mushy videos of Gabrielle King, and a couple of audios by Samuel Enderby, and obviously Moondance with me. So I hear a lot of people, but mainly the ones who like to speak a lot more than maybe the ones probably who don't. So I don't hear a lot of your plays. So these are the people I've heard, and I have spoken to some of them on here, and yeah, I have kind of fangirled, maybe just a little bit. Yeah, total dork. Okay, and other than that, I don't know if you're hearing this. Gally, if you're hearing this, thank you for sending out positive vibes always, for writing to me about my reading of erotic poetry, and yes, your words did warm me, and as a result, I did the audio which I did, the nerdy one on chemical romance. Yeah, so and also obviously I very much appreciate a goal. Yes, I do. And it's been so much fun knowing you so far. And this as a whole is a big shout out to everybody at GWA backstage. I think I might be in love with this place more than I am with, you know, maybe GWA. So, me signing out. Bye-bye.